One of Alaska's busiest legislative primaries is in southeast Alaska. Two Democrats and two Republicans are seeking to represent Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and several smaller communities in House District 2. We have a pair of reports. The first from Ed Schoenfeld. He focuses on the two Democrats in the race.
Lily Herwald and Marco Dapsevich are longtime Sitka residents. Herwald is a grant writer for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and former manager of Sitka's public radio station. Dapsevich is a commercial fisherman and former postman in his second term as Sitka's mayor. Both have good things to say about the incumbent, Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson, but both say it's time for a change. Herwald says the district's representative needs to reach out more to other legislators.
Many folks encouraged me to run and stated that they were really not satisfied and haven't felt that Peggy has done as much for the district as we need. The fear that our district is being marginalized and we need a stronger advocate.
She says her grant writing success shows she can persuade people. Dapsevich points to Southeast Alaska's dropping population and the prospect of losing power during reapportionment. He says the area needs a different style of representation.
We need to look beyond just District 2, and people think in terms of you're there to represent your district and you're there to represent the state. But more importantly, I think what District 2 needs is somebody that will represent the region.
Dapsevich has been a controversial mayor at times, overseeing contentious meetings and drawing opposition on development and fisheries issues. But he has no apologies for his leadership style.
You have to be firm, you have to be tenacious, and you can't irritate people is the bottom line. You have to be able to work with them. And at the end of the day, whether you agree politically or disagree politically, you still need to be able to shake hands, walk out of there, and have a relationship between the two. And I think that's one of the things that's missing there.
Herwald says she presents a professional demeanor and takes a more collaborative approach to solving problems.
I look to respect people through all course of debate and dialogue. I have the ability to work with people from a wide variety of backgrounds. I believe you can be respected if you fight hard and advocate hard for your district, and that's what I would do. But you must be respectful to get consensus.
Herwald has been the more active campaigner, something Dapsevich does not dispute. Finance reports also show she's raised far more money. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.